When it comes to online censorship, China has always been in a league of its own. But Liu Wei, the man informally known as Beijing's internet czar, stands out for imposing even greater restrictions on Chinese cyberspace.
He has single-handedly presided over what's basically an unprecedented crackdown on internet in China. And that's in a place where already the censorship regime and blocks were already some of the most sophisticated and strict in the world.
Paul Moser covers all matters digital in China for the New York Times. He says Liu Wei's recent visit to the U.S. was packed with high-level meetings, but the one that got the most attention was Liu's visit with Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg.
When Liu Wei walked into Mark Zuckerberg's office and looked at his desk, he saw a book by Xi Jinping called The Governance of China on the desk. And you know, Mr. Liu is basically an old school propagandist. And this book is basically the prime propaganda text that's been put out by President Xi Jinping earlier this year. And so he sort of laughed about it, looked at it, talked to Mark about it. And what Mark said is, according to what we've heard, is that he bought this book for fellow co-workers, for himself, because he wanted them to learn about socialism with Chinese characteristics. It should be worrying for Facebook users, because in the book, Xi Jinping spells out specifically that censorship and control over the internet is a key element of China's goals for the future. So that should be a problem that somebody like him is kind of standing up and saying he's learning about this and trying to understand it.
So with the Mark Zuckerberg-Liu Wei relationship, who's more likely to bend first?
There's no reason that Liu Wei would bend at all. China already has a very, very vibrant ecosystem of social media websites, entertainment websites, all manner of things which are basically controlled by the Chinese government, or at least watched over by the Chinese government, run by private companies. So China really doesn't need Facebook at all. They've developed their own versions of social media. The issue is China's internet growth is just staggering. It's more than 600 million people online, 40-some percent of the total global tech growth in the next year will come from China. And U.S. tech companies like Facebook recognize that this is critical. They should be in these markets if they want to grow, if they want to remain relevant in the world. It's important that they have a part of it. So ultimately, Liu Wei holds all the cards, and it's up to Facebook to figure out how they can get in. And of course, Liu Wei may not let them in, even if they did decide to offer something like a cutback service like Facebook that would, you know, follow the Chinese censorship regime and also allow for the Chinese to examine the data that was being exchanged on that network. So it's kind of up in the air. It's hard to know, but certainly China holds all the cards in this case.
Paul, as to that book by Xi Jinping that was in Mark Zuckerberg's office, you ever read it?
I've read parts of it. It's quite turgid. It's this whole collection of speeches, you know, and sayings and comments from Xi Jinping. A lot of them are really cloaked in sort of Marxist jargon. So it does make for difficult reading. The most exciting part about it is the dozens and dozens of images, full color, within the book that show Xi Jinping throughout his life, you know, from a young man to touring the countryside. It almost, if you know, there's that meme about Kim Jong-un looking at things.
Right.
To some degree, there's an element of that in this, where you see Xi Jinping looking at things, doing kind of the old standard communist party tour of factories in the countryside. And so that's quite amusing to look at. And again, one of the other things about this book is it's definitely done in a way to be redolent of Mao Zedong's Little Red Book. You know, on the front of it, you have a beaming sort of portrait of the bust of Xi Jinping, just as on some of the Red Books, you'd have a picture of Mao Zedong back in the day. It's obviously not quite as extreme as that, but certainly there's this element to be cultivating a cult of personality around Xi Jinping with this text.
Safe to say that Facebook employees, if they're putting in overtime, they're probably staying to write code and not reading Xi Jinping's book.
Let's hope so.
Paul Moser with the New York Times speaking with me from Hong Kong. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco.